And now our Bible reading, I'm going to ask Ezekiel to come on up. And he's going to read a story from, actually that's part of the Easter story, from John chapter 19, 25 to verse 30.
Cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciples, "Here is your mother." From that time on, these disciples took her into his home.
I want you to say hello to Harry Hart. Hello, Harry, how are you? Oh, he said he was hearing a beat as soon as he heard about this event. That's good because it's Mother's Day. Yeah. Did you send a Mother's Day card? You sent your mother a Mother's Day cardio. There we go. Some people got that. Okay. Boom, boom. You've really spoken from the heart, haven't you? Yes, that's what you are. Now, are you going to tell us the answers to our quiz today? Okay. So, if you've all got your quizzes in front of you, Harry Hart is going to tell you the answers to this quiz. Okay. So, Harry Hart, I'm going to read the first question. You've got to tell me what the answer is. Mother's Day was revived in the United Kingdom during the Victorian era to give workers in which profession a day to go home to their mother? Do you think they know? Does anyone know what the answer is? Yes. Servants. Harry Hart, well done. See, they know the answers. Right, you ready for question two? What is the traditional flower to give on Mother's Day? Roses? That's not the answer I've got here. Well done. Yeah. Carnations. Carnation, see, look. The flower team are like, oh, we need to do some research. I think there's a soap, isn't there, called Carnation Street? No. Okay, question three then. Are you ready for this one? Yes. Okay. Which Beatles song did Paul McCartney write as a tribute to his late mother? Yes. Let it be. Yes. Let it be. Excellent. Excellent. Right. Which movie musical... Someone got this earlier. I was really impressed. Which movie musical was voted by staff at the British Film Institute as the best movie to watch with your mum on Mother's Day? Mamma Mia. Yes. Mamma Mia, okay, here I go again. Right. In 2021, a study of first words around the world found that in 12 out of 33 studied countries, mama was the most common first word for babies. True or false? It is true. Mama. And the last one on this page, according to a UN study, what is the best country in the world to be a mother? My son says Finland. He's close, but it's not the answer I've got here. It's not Iceland. It is a Scandinavian country. No, you said them all except this one. No, nearly. Not Switzerland, so we said Iceland, we said Finland, Sweden, Norway. Norway, yes. I thought someone was going to say Denmark for a second. Okay, on to the picture quiz. Okay, some are easy, some are difficult. Does anyone know the cartoon lady in the top corner? Bart's mum is called Marge Simpson. Now, has anyone put your hand up if you've seen The Incredibles?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Elastic Girl.
Elastic Girl, very good. And then next to Elastic Girl, for some of the older ones, Wilma. Wilma, yeah, someone said Wilma, well done. Who's this top one here? Does anyone know who that could be? Mrs. Bennet from Pride and Prejudice. Onto the middle row then, we have Mother Teresa. In the middle, Kate, yes, Kate Middleton. Now, does anyone know who Barack Obama's wife is called? Michelle, excellent. And then you've got two at the bottom there. There's a nursery rhyme called Old Mother Hubbard. And finally, the person who's in the Bible story today, Mary. Okay, well done. I hope you did well in your quiz. I think they did well. Yeah, they did well, they did well. Okay, so back what we're talking about then, Harry Hart. Back to what we're talking about. Right, so, Harry, did you hear about the Bible, the story from the Bible that Ezekiel read? Yes. Excellent. It's a sad story, but it took place on Good Friday. But it's good that Jesus' friends were there with him. Absolutely. During a difficult time. Yes, that's what friends are for. Harry Hart, you're right. They were there for Jesus, who was the Son of God. And it shows their love for God that they were there for Jesus. Now, the Bible says we need to love our God with all our heart. Harry says, what about loving other people? Yes, the Bible also says we need to love and care for other people. Harry doesn't have many friends, apparently. They all seem to give him a bypass. That's sad. We should love other people, including you. Please don't bypass Harry Hart. Okay. Yes, Harry, it's true. Jesus said love others too. That's why in our story today, Jesus tells his mum, Mary, to go and take John, who's a disciple, as her son, and tells John to take Mary as his mum. Jesus is saying that we should look after one another. And Mother's Day is important because it's a time when we can say thank you to God for those who look after and care for us. So, Harry, I'm going to just put you down for a while and I'm just going to say one or two more things. Say bye-bye to Harry Hart, everybody. You just sit there. Okay. So we've nearly come to the end of our time. Jesus wanted his mum to look after a friend called John. Jesus wanted his friend called John to want to look after his mum. Why? Why is it important that we should care for one another? It's important that we look after our brothers and sisters and look after one another because God looks after us and God wants to care for us. You see, when God says we are made in his image, it means that we are like God in many ways. Because God cares for us, he wants us to care for one another. I've just got one verse I just want to show you. I wonder, Chris, if you can just put that up. Okay, this is from a man called Isaiah. It's on the other one, Chris. Okay. Let me read this. There's a man called Isaiah, and he felt God say to him, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved your name on the palms of my hand. What God was saying to Isaiah is, do you know what? One of the strongest loves ever is a mum's love for a child. One of the strongest loves is a mother for a child. Can a mother not love her child? Yeah. And God says, do you know what? Even if a mum doesn't love their child, I will always love you. And I love you so much that I know you by name, and your name is written on my hands. You know, when I was at school, when you were at school, did anyone write somebody fancies somebody? Do you remember when you used to write in a book? Oh, yeah. JP loves whatever. And they write it on books and they write it on their hands like a tattoo because they want to show their friends that they love that person, that they fancy that person. Well, God loves you so much in this big universe. God loves you so much. 6 billion, 8 billion people. He knows you by name, and your name is written on his hands because he loves and cares for you. That's why he wants you to love and care for one another. So if you just put the next slide up there, Chris. You can't see it very well. It says God cares for you. Whatever you're going through in life, maybe you're going through a wonderful time, but if you're going through a tough time, I want you to know that God knows you and cares for you. Let me just pray and then we'll finish with a song. Lord God, sometimes we struggle in life. Sometimes perhaps we don't feel loved and cared for. But Lord, your word in your Bible, it says that you care for every single person, that our names are written on your hands. That's how much you love us. Lord, if we don't feel loved this morning, if we don't feel cared for, I pray that we'll leave here knowing that you care for us and that you love us. Amen.